Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Led G on the line with me. He got a single out called Big Bang Theory that I'm just like, okay. But he's been in the game for a while, so I'm going to let him introduce himself to you, and we're going to just chop it up real quick. So, Led G on.
What up?
Go ahead.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Led Dion, checking in with Miss Nigeria. You know what I mean? Salute. I want to thank you for all your support and actually, you know, playing my new single, Big Bang Theory. It's out on a bully tape right now. How y'all do?
It's all good. So how did you come up with the title and what are you trying to say in this single right here?
Well, Big Bang Theory, the way most of my music is done, we drop the lyrics. It's never a less like, okay, I'm going to name this and that. We just let the energy take itself. And my feature, Will Sully, you know, my partner also, he said Big Bang Theory in his verse. And I was like, yo, there it is.
Okay.
That's the title of the joint.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, I guess I'll air it out. We cousins at the end of the day. That's family.
Okay.
Love related. So we've been doing this since we was running around with our parents bringing us into the studio. So it's in our blood. This is what we've been doing. We just happen to take the torch and just start running with it.
You come from a musical background?
Yes, musical background. You know, parents, uncles, they all play musicians. They're all musicians playing instruments. So I got another uncle that's a DJ. I was more of that DJ side than the actual live instrument side. And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, I started out DJing, which led me into my production. And, you know, that's what me and Will started out, DJing and stuff like that. Next thing you know, that rap era just took us, and we wanted to be MCs after that.
How did you get into MCing? Like, was it just the journey and the explosion of hip-hop? Or did you already have poetry in you, you know? Or was you just repeating some of the other MCs and was like, yo, I think I got this?
It's a little bit of all of it. You know, I'm from the age, the real hip-hop age, you know what I mean?
Right.
Moved to all ages, but, you know, I was there with the birth of it. So, you know, listening to, like, Run DMC, EPMD, you know, LL Cool J, all of
them.
Yeah. It kind of, like, inspired me. I was loving it at that time. And then, you know, one day, my uncle was DJing in the living room. I'm listening to music. I'm in the bedroom trying to rap. And it was a rap after that.
It was over. So what was your first MC name, or have you been at Legion all this long time?
My first rap name, we're taking it back to high school, was Evil Eye. And it was more or less the I see so evil. So I was more like a reality rapper. And I was just telling my story about what I see every day.
You know, and that's what I love about the project and some of the other songs that I was listening to, like Vanna White, Red Light, Streets Keep Calling. I can hear so many stories. And so being a storyteller and an MC is like the best blend, you know. Your lyrics is clear. I can hear and understand what you're saying. And the one thing about hip hop and just rapping is that you want to be able to repeat what you're hearing and feel the vibe and feel that energy and, you know, just say what they're saying.
Right. Oh, for sure. You know, I think, you know, I got to go back to Slick Rick, the greatest album that I love the
right.
most, you know what I mean?
Right.
He really ushered in the game on how to really express yourself and tell a story, because at the end of the day, yeah, poetry, you can rap games, words together, but what's your message? What you trying to say? What's your point? What you trying to get out there?
Right.
And that's me all the way.
I love it. So now, did you and, you know, growing up with Will, did y'all have your own personal battle raps?
Well, we didn't have battle raps per se, but, you know, we would just stand outside in front of high school like everybody else and just try to be the illest MC. You know, it's amazing because a lot of people don't know this, but I was doing it before Will Sully, and, you know, he just happened to catch me in high school going to the studio, and he used to always tell me he rap, and I was like, all right, you know, cuz, take me to the studio. I got you. I'll take you to the studio. This one day, he just called me on the right day. I was like, yo, put up a shut up. Yo, come on, I'm going to the studio right now.
Uh-huh.
And the rest was history. I heard him. I was like, oh, yeah, we in a group now, but that's what it was.
And what was the first group name?
The first group name was the IMF. And it's funny because we was the IMF before Tom Cruise even came out with the movie. We was repping IMF, and it's history.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, a lot of gun violence, it can be related to lyrics in a hip-hop song. I'm not going to say gun violence is connected to hip-hop. Mm-hmm. That's incorrect. Mm-hmm. I just want everybody to know that's incorrect. Gun violence is gun violence. However, it is part of our lives, and we cannot ignore it. So when you're rapping and you're talking about that element, how much is that personal to you?
Any real rapper been in certain situations and stuff like that. I've been in some situations. I'm not going to say.
Right. You don't have to put it all out there.
I'm at a point where, you know, I rap the reality that I live and I rap what I live. But at the same point in time, I'm not trying to be on that level. But don't mistake me. I can get on that level.
Right.
And right now, I'm just trying to be on some peaceful, get money.
Right. So you started your own production company?
My production company is 16 Bars to Life.
Okay.
That's my production company. For the most part, it's a combination. So the real production company has strayed over the last couple of years. It went from 16 Bars to Life as my solo company to now Catacomb 718. It comprises of myself and Will Sullivan. So we're like the new tag team, Batman and Robin, whatever you want to call it. We do things together now.
Okay. I love that both of you guys are like compliment each other in each and every song y'all do together. Now, is this an album that you're producing from Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I produce every track on my album except Red Light.
Okay.
Red Light was produced by Will Sully. So every track that you listen to on that album is by myself. But, you know, again, it's the Catacomb 718 thing because I'm already right now working on a Raging Bull, which is the next one. And that's going to be produced solely by Will Sully. So we just giving people a mixture.
Right. That's all right. Now, are y'all producing anybody else outside of yourselves right now? Or are you trying to just solidify the business and the team right now?
There's a couple of artists who we working with. Shout out to my man, Devious Inc. We working with him right now. I done produced on Maine the Medicine. You know, I got placements with Tragedy Gaddafi. I did a track that he jumped on. I did some tracks that Ali Vegas jumped on, you know. But for the most part, we just trying to do the Catacomb sound, but we ain't afraid if artists is looking for our style of music or looking for that head nodding stuff.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Holler at me. We right here.
Yeah, you definitely got that head nodding stuff. You know, I don't really listen to hip hop anymore, but I did enjoy myself. I did enjoy myself reviewing the album. And the projects that you guys have. Do you do mixtapes as well?
We did drop a mixtape for the beginning of the Marvels. I try to stay away from mixtapes because I feel like, me personally, I'm just too busy to do it. You know, if I'm not producing for somebody else, I'm trying to do my stuff. And to be honest, a mixtape for me is going to be all original stuff. So that's like doing two albums simultaneously. And I don't want to, you know, put everything in two different buckets. I want to make the best product that I can make.
So I love it.
I try not to do a mixtape, but if you want me on a mixtape, let's say you're an artist, you want me to feature on a mixtape, or you want a song from me, I'll submit a song, but as doing a whole mixtape, I'm too busy. So, you know, not to, you know.
Yeah, no, you're too busy.
Myself, you know what I mean?
You're busy. So now, producing and being independent, right? Because this is an all independent project, right? This is just you right now, you and Will?
Right.
So now, have you ever been signed to a label before?
I was signed to a label when I was in high school.
Okay.
It was a subsidiary of Interscope, but that fell through. And that's what really made me get this production thing going, because that's when I had to produce at that time. So obviously, if your label is putting you in the studio and you're getting producers and stuff like that, you don't think about that. You just become an MC. But a lot of people realize fast, when that money and that deal goes away, you're just an MC. If you want to be relevant, you got to start putting on other hats. And you
got to,
you know, expand your repertoire.
Yes, sir. Let them know. And so now,
yeah,
what you learned from that experience, how helpful is it now, especially now in this internet age, AI and YouTube, because you're definitely doing your thing on YouTube. What's the pros and cons?
The pros is just having that machine behind you, because when you got that machine, you don't really have to do too much. You know, they set up everything for you, you know, your photo shoots, even your promo runs and stuff like that. When you're independent, that's all you. You gotta market. So you always gotta have your CEO pants on, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was fortunate enough to grow up in an era where I was watching Rockefeller do it. So much as, you know, people don't realize how influential with certain people in. When I'm talking to Will, I tell him straight up, yo, I'm on my dang dad. This is what we doing. That I don't care nothing about that. But it's having that drive, because if you want to be respected, you got to come in and let them know, like, yo, nah, we ain't suckers over here. We not just going to take what you give us. We're going to tell you this is our plan. This is what we came up with. This
I
is
love
our structure.
It.
This is what we need you to do.
Come
just
on.
Execute it. And we'll take care of everything.
I love it. I love it. And that's so powerful. And especially when you already been on a label and then you have some of those instructions already laid out, and now the door is kind of swung open and you can really do
right.
it yourself. And then we have to remember, though, back in the day when California was trying to compete with us, they was selling the music out their trunk. So I try to tell people,
that's a game fact.
Yeah, I tell people the basics never lose power. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to a concert, a hip hop concert, your digital cards now, you know, your QR codes,
right,
and
right.
start passing them out
right.
for people to just scan and buy, you good.
But you know what? It made it so easy, because like you said, all you got to do is apply that same formula. Like, all right, you want to sell out the back of your trunk? Cool, no problem. You can sell out the back of your trunk. But I'm not selling you products. I'm selling you QR codes. I'm selling you, like,
exactly.
I'm selling you this. I'm consumer right to direct, you know,
right.
There's no middleman. It's so easy. All you got to do is be willing to get out there and push yourself like that. And a lot of people struggle with, you know, they want to be rappers, but they don't want to be front row artists and stuff like that. You got to get over that quick.
That's what I tell everybody. I mean, what we're talking about is leadership. In order to be a successful leader, you got to do the groundwork too. You know what I'm saying? You can't
just be
trying to floss all the time. And especially if you want to produce other artists, they know, yo, he not playing. He put in the work too.
Your reputation is your work. And that's how we look at it at this particular point. You know, how you going to need a cosign? You don't need a cosign. Create your own cosign. That's what we trying to do. Let your music be your cosign. So
right.
you got to rely on yourself.
Yeah, and it's cheaper to buy a business card, 5,000 business cards with a QR code, than actual CDs and all kinds of carrying on. You know, everything is love now if you're willing to put in the work.
Right, just to be honest. Like, it's funny that, you know, I want to double back on what we said. The difference is, like you said, it's cheaper, because even right now trying to put out product, they still taking a cut off of that. So if you want an independent stuff and you're doing your independent thing, you got to get the best structure. You got to see what split is going to be good for you. And some of these splits, a little questionable. So you'd be better off just doing it yourself.
Right. True story. I've been hearing about streams and splits lately myself. So, man, it's a business.
Right. It took years to really understand the business. Even being on a label, you know, you didn't understand why certain departments was doing this or certain people, A&Rs, were saying certain things. And then when you really out there and you start putting those pieces together, you're like, okay, I see it. Which is a blessing, was going through that than trying to do it right now. See, most of these rappers right now, or a lot of these people, all right, let me get a computer and start rapping, and they rapping, but then they like, okay, I'm going to throw it on SoundCloud. So right. what? What else you doing with it?
Right.
Where else you putting it at? Yo, that's it? Nah, that's not going to work. You got to take it's other platforms. You got to know how to break through other platforms. When they looking at the discography, where is it at? If you just got it on, you know, certain mixtape profiles and stuff like that, and you're not an artist where they can link you up, whether it's different platforms, Google, iTunes, Tidal, all of them, you got to be accessible, and people got to understand that game, and they're not understanding that game. They just like, okay, I'm going to shoot a video. Yeah, you could be hood famous. Ain't nothing wrong with being hood famous.
I'm so glad you said
elevate.
That. I'm so glad you said that because I saw a tape. I don't want to say this famous rapper's name just because I just don't want to say it. But he was somewhere, I believe, I don't know if it was here or overseas. And he was walking with his people because people are going to know who it is anyway. And a gentleman said, "Who is that?" And he was so arrogant. He got so upset. He was like, "Who are you?" And I was annoyed because I was like, the problem with most people is we are all community based. So if you're not a hip hop right. head, I'm not going to know you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I love gospel music. People not going to know some of the gospel artists I love. You know what I'm saying? Because they're right. not in that community, right? Actors are in a community. And sometimes I think everybody thinks that everybody's going to know you. As wonderful as Beyonce is, there's still someone who don't know who she is. You understand right. what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's really based on community. And then we talk about crossing over, but that crossover is still a small margin. And so it's very important to use every platform or outlet or media outlet without being snobby because you never know who you're going to reach. And some people get stuck thinking that, oh, everybody know me. I don't need to do no promotion or I don't need to do this or that. And they think that their product, and I'm talking about music, please don't get confused, their music is gonna suffice. And this is why you have people who come and people who go, because you have to maintain visibility.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a difference between being a rapper, in my opinion, and I'm only speaking for myself, between being a rapper and an artist, because I'm going to tell you, don't let the genres keep you in one place, because look, I'll take it back to one record that changed three men's careers and propelled them to so a different stage, and I remember when Run DMC did Walk This Way with Aerosmith.
Right.
Come on, that's two different genres.
That's
and
right.
they came together. Look at what they ushered in. So,
right. They made history.
You could be famous. Right. History. Exactly. You could be famous in one genre, but nah, you want to be famous worldwide. And to get that, I believe you got to have an open mind and you got to be open to new ideas and at least respect other people's craft. When you respect other people's craft, that's when the network come in. Look at Dre brokering the deal with Jimmy Iovine. Look at that. You know what I mean? Come
right.
on. He went from a record label to a CEO to a business partner. Y'all got to, you know, wake up and really do the math and not be so closed-minded and just open the door. You know, solidify yourself. Establish your brand. What's your brand? What do you want your brand to be? You want your brand to be one-dimensional or worldwide?
That's right. And that's important. And so what do you want? Let me ask you something. Have you connected with anybody in the business who has a form of authority that could help you and haven't helped you?
I've been in places like that. I'm not going to name any names, but I have been in places like that. Now, the situations that I've been into, I didn't ever ask for help. Maybe that's something that I don't know if it's being humble or I'm going to get more gratification doing it myself. That's something that I struggle with, but I'm open
you.
To.
I've
always been self-sufficient, so I don't. Cosigns are nice. Don't get me wrong. I respect the cosign. Anybody want to cosign me. But sometimes I just want to be like, yo, I did it. Hard work. You see, I knew I executed my plan from day one, and this is where I'm at.
Gotcha.
So that's something I
got
to get over. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind acting, but that's not on my top of priority. My priority is just staying focused, locked in, producing, and putting out the best product that I can. If you want to, you know, piggyback off of that, so be it.
Okay, so now do you have a team? Do you have someone else that handles that piece for you? Because maybe it's not, you know, sometimes we have to understand we can't wear all the hats. If what you do is produce and lock in and throw out the lyrics, fine. But then do you have someone that can do the other part, the other piece for you as far as maybe negotiating the deal or putting your stuff out?
As far as putting our stuff out there, we're self-entertained. So we're staying within self. You know, we do have some lawyers on the deck to negotiate if a deal or if a structure was supposed to come right. You know, we do have legal representation for that. For the most part, you know, I'm only going to talk about experience. My experience, I had a horrible experience being signed. So
okay.
I'm a little skittish, and I want to more or less be like, you know what, let me just take the power, let me take the ring, and it's going to be, it's a struggle for me every day to, you know, let go of those reins, because I was pushed in a direction that I wasn't trying to go, and then eventually dropped off the label to, you know,
right,
off some BS. So when you deal with other entities, you got to take in mind your vision might not be their vision, and they might do things that, you know, opposite of you. And, you know, that's when a lot of the turmoil and the love, the disdain for the game comes in. So I love the game. So right now, my love is driving me to do what I do. And you know what I mean?
Right,
when it gets
right
to the business side, me, my legal team, my Catacomb, we're going to sit down together, because Catacomb is an actual label, whether they realize it or not. So before you get to me, you got to go through the Catacomb label. And then that's when the doors open and you be like, oh, wow, I didn't know. Okay, then you realize we're just not some run-of-the-mill, you know, independent rapper. No, we're business mind structured. We got corporations. You know, we signed, we got paperwork on this. This is what we're doing.
That's what's up. Well, you know, I'm proud of what you're doing. You should be proud of the work that you're doing. And the number one goal is to always be able to invest in yourself and in your dreams. And you definitely are doing that.
Yeah.
And hey, Barry Gordy did it. Quincy Jones did it. You know what? You too. That's what I say. You too can do it. You know. So Big Bang Theory is out here in the streets banging. What's next?
Well, what's next? We're going to be dropping the next single called Wash and Money. That's myself featuring Will Sully again. That should be coming out this week, if not already out, but it's going to come out this week. Then we're in the process right now. We're shooting a video, so that's on deck coming soon. I'm already, like I said before, I'm halfway done with my next album, The Raging Bull. We're looking to drop that towards the end of the year. Just staying consistent. You know, I put out, I want to say, 3 albums in 1 year, because I did the Maine to Medicine, Lethal Medicine album that I strictly produced on there. So we did that collabo. Then I did the Bully and the Bass with Will Sully. Then, you know, I did my album, and now I'm going to have the Raging Bull. So, yeah, that's 4 albums in 1 year I'm trying to give you. I'm just trying to hit everybody every quarter, stay in their face, and be consistent with it.
And that's working, obviously. You here talking with me, so you putting in that work, and you're getting results. And if you like hip-hop, for real, real hip-hop, the authentic one, Legion is the one to be listening to. And make sure you go, what's your YouTube page? Because I want people to go to that YouTube page. You got bangers.
It's Legion Music.
Okay, that's where I got the Legion Music. Okay.
Right, just locking on Legion Music. I'm in the process of being more streamlined right now, because I'm setting up the webpage. So pretty soon, after a while, everything is going to be more self-contained, and you're going to have to go to the website, which is going to have my links in there.
All right, so how else can they reach you? Through social media or email? Or
social media is Legion on all platforms, except TikTok. TikTok is Real Legion. And I'm out there on every platform, Legion, L-E-A-D-G-E-O-N,
okay.
Right there.
All right. Well, again, congratulations. Keep up the good work. Oh, you know what? I never been in a rap record. No, I can't. I'm lying. I have been in a rap record. But I want to be in another rap record. So if you ever feel like you want to say a shout out to my girl, Nigeria Anderson, or, you know, I'm always locked in on Urban Buzz magazine. You know, hey, I'm giving you authority to go on and say that.
Oh, for sure. I got you. Don't even worry about it. We'll make Raging Bull. I promise you.
All right. And then that means you got to come back. So we'll be here waiting for you.
For sure. Y'all, I'd love to be back, man. I'd love to be back. Put me back anytime you want, whether it's single, album, or whatever, or whether you just want to shoot it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely, like you said, you'll be back. We'll be here as one of your media partners.
Appreciate it. Salute. Miss Nigeria. I know what it is.
All right, sweetie. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.